This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's defense minister shared footage Wednesday of soldiers test-riding German-supplied Marder armored vehicles. Germany announced in early January that it would send 40 Marder armored personnel carriers to Ukraine, doing so in a joint announcement with the U.S., which pledged 50 Bradley armored vehicles. The UN Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, Kyiv said. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator Energeratom announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. The U.S. Senate backed legislation Wednesday to repeal two decades-old authorizations for past wars in Iraq as Congress pushes to reassert its role in deciding whether to send troops into combat 20 years after the last invasion. The Democratic-led Senate voted 66-30 in favor of legislation to repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force, or AUMFs. To become law, the repeal of the two AUMFs must still pass the Republican-led House of Representatives, where its prospects are less certain.
It is so decided.
Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly voted on Wednesday to pass a resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of states to combat climate change. This is a legal opinion that could drive countries to take stronger measures and clarify international law. The historic resolution seeking an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice made it to the UN General Assembly after a four-year campaign led by the